בסייעתא דשמיא, אדוני ספרסאי תפתח ופי יגיד תהילתך. The question is, when it comes to ishtadlus, how much ishtadlus am I obligated to make? Is the job requirement 9 to 5? Is 9 to 4 okay? Does it need to be maybe 9 to 6? How many hours is it considered like I've now absolved my obligation? With regards to many mitzvahs, we have exact details outlined in the laws, but when it comes to ishtadlus, it's a subjective mitzvah. Many explain, Rav Yisrael Salanter, the Gra, and many others, that emuna, and really the correlation of ishtadlus, can be explained by way of an analogy based on a verse in Tehillim. The verse says, Hashem tzilcha, Hashem is your shadow. If you put up your hand against the rays of the sun, a shadow will appear on the platform below your hand. Let's say I have all 5 fingers stretched out. I will see a shadow of 5 fingers. Let's say I only stretch out 2 fingers. The shadow will portray 2 fingers. Hashem tzilcha. Hashem is your shadow. If you put out 5 fingers of emunah, Hashem, I rely on you 100%. Hashem says, no problem. I'm going to come through for you with 5 fingers. I'm your shadow. But if we also rely on our own efforts, we happen to also rely on Hashem, but we also rely on our own efforts, maybe 2 fingers worth, we rely on Hashem. Hashem says, well, I'll come through for you in terms of the Hashgacha, divine providence in your life, 2 fingers worth. The other 3, you're on your own. Chas v'shalom. The more emunah, the more reliance on Hashem, the more Hashem comes through. And in the same way, the more we're fully and sincerely connected to Hashem and relying on Hashem, the less hishtadlus we may be required to make. Do I have to work 9 hours a day to make a living? 10 hours a day? 5 hours a day? Just like the relationship with Hashem is subjective, so too the amount of hishtadlus one is required to make is also subjective. But there's something much deeper that one can do in the area of ishtadlus. As we've said many times, the most potent strategy that is really the answer to all questions. Talk to Hashem. Ribono shel Olam, I don't know what is right for me. How many hours a day should I aim to work? What is right? I don't want to rely on other forces, Hashem. And I know that really you can come through without the need of any other efforts. But Hashem, sometimes I feel weak in this thought process. So please help me to feel strong, to have emunah. And at the same time, Ribono shel Olam, I don't know what is your expectation of me, even if I am living with emunah. Maybe some rabbis say that you should do ishtadlus like a normal 9-to-5 job. Some say, everybody understands I shouldn't work on Shabbos, Hashem, but you know, maybe I should work extra at night. I'm not sure. On the other hand, maybe that's not right, because if I'm not going to have time to learn Torah, you created me ultimately to serve you. Ribono shel Olam, please show me with clarity. Let's say a person wants to somehow work half day and make out that way. They can certainly talk to Hashem. Ribono shel Olam, you know why I want to work half day? Because I want to serve you. That's the only reason, Hashem, that's why I want to work half day. And I want to be able to learn lots of Torah and do extra hisbodidus. Please, Hashem, help me. Now, there are many considerations from Hashem's point of view. From our part, we have to get guidance. We have to take das Torah. We have to think things through carefully. Sometimes something is acceptable for one individual and irresponsible for another individual. One thing is for sure, that one has to be sincere with their emunah. Emunah must never be an excuse not to work hard. In fact, the pasuk in Navi says, Adam la'amal yulad, man was made to toil. Hashem made us to toil. If we envision a life of retirement on the beach, that's not going to happen. Man was created to toil, says the Midrash on that. Zacha le'amal Torah. Lo zacha le'amal derech eretz. If one merits, they will spend their time and effort of toil in the field of Torah and mitzvahs and serving Hashem. But if one doesn't merit, then they will have to toil in other ways. So if I dive into Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, please, I want to minimize the hours of work that I need to work. Please, can you help me? Because I want to learn Torah and because I want to do more Hesbodedus. That's a very valid argument. Sometimes Hashem will come through. Sometimes Hashem may have other considerations why he doesn't come through in that way. If somebody wants to use Emunah as an excuse, though, to say, look, I rely on Hashem. I can work half day because I rely on Hashem. He'll come through for me. But they're not really sincere in their Emunah and they're planning to use the other time to be on the beach. I'm not saying it's never okay to take a break for the sake of service of Hashem. That is good. But they want to live a life of relaxation completely. Then Hashem says, you've got to be busy. Adam le'amal yulad. Man was made to toil. But again, the more emunah, the more one sincerely relies on Hashem, the more Hashem comes through in return.